Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of only 36. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. One person was killed and three others were injured late last night during a collision between two cars in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a 2001 Saturn, 50-year-old Jeffrey Allen Stute of Vail, died in the crash, which occurred around 11:30 p.m. northwest of Vail. A passenger in his car, 42-year-old Christina Marie Stute, also of Vail, was injured. The driver of the other vehicle, 30-year-old Matthew Lee Johnson, and his passenger, 27-year-old Becky Ann Weller, both of Manila, were injured. Officials say the Saturn was traveling south on 330th Street, about one-half mile south of J Avenue, when it collided with Johnson's 2001 Chevy Impala. The accident happened at the crest of a hill. Following the crash, both vehicles ended up in the west ditch. All the victims were transported to the Crawford County Hospital in Denison by Vail Rescue. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Police have knocked down reports about shots fired at an Omaha mall where nine people were killed nearly 5 years ago. Officers were called to Westroads Mall at around 1 o'clock this morning after shoppers or store employees called 911 to report hearing gunfire. Other people called Omaha media outlets to say they were hiding in bathrooms and panicking because they'd lost touch with their kids or other shopping companions. Omaha Officer James Shade said there was a fight between early Black Friday shoppers, but no shots were fired. He said people heard the sound of trash cans being knocked over and not gunfire. One person was arrested for disorderly conduct. 19-year-old Robert Hawkins fatally shot eight people and himself at the mall's Von Maur store on December 5th of 2007. Someone has invited bad karma into their lives after breaking into an Adams County home famous for a gruesome murder scene. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department is investigating a Thanksgiving Day burglary at the Velisca Axe Murder House. Authorities received a call around 3 p.m. Thursday reporting the break-in. After deputies arrived, they found evidence of forced entry and a broken ceramic crock in the kitchen. Other belongings were scattered around the house. The damage was estimated at $350. The home is the site of the June 10, 1912 murder of Josiah J.B. Moore and his wife and four children and two overnight child guests. The occupants of that residence were bludgeoned with an axe sometime between midnight and 5 a.m. on that date 100 years ago. The assailant was never identified. Anyone with information about yesterday's burglary at the Velisca Axe Murder House is asked to call the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-432-1001. A lawsuit filed by three farmers is aimed at ending electrical inspections at Iowa farm facilities. The Carroll County farmers are challenging the State Electrical Examining Board's authority to require inspections and permits for electrical installations on farm property. The lawsuit says farm property is immune from board regulations and those issued by the Iowa Department of Public Safety regarding the permits or inspections. In defending the state, the Iowa Attorney General's office said the board did not err in determining that electrical installations at farm buildings were regulated commercial applications that weren't exempt. Court records don't show when that case will come to trial. Iowa's top election administrator is vowing to continue to ferret out fraud and to push lawmakers for a voter ID law. Secretary of State Matt Schultz says the voter fraud cases resulting in arrests so far are only the beginning. Three more cases involving a Bosnian citizen living in Clive and two Canadians who were living in Shenandoah were announced on Wednesday. They're charged with election fraud for registering and voting in Iowa without U.S. citizenship. Two Canadian citizens and a citizen of Mexico and two convicted felons who allegedly registered to vote have also been charged. Schultz says it's more likely that arrests will come as the Iowa Criminal Investigation Division works through a list of more than 1,200 people he believes registered to vote without citizenship. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Sipe, age 92 of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Evelyn Sipe will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Doris Lemke, age 92 of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Monday. Funeral services for Doris Lemke will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Adair Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Holly Sue Gardner, age 43 of Glenwood, died Sunday. Graveside services for Holly Gardner will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. And Lester Duty, age 81, a longtime resident of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Lester Duty are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.